Continuing on with the summary, mesocyclonic tornadoes in conjunctions with supercells are easiest to anticipate, as they are typically preceded by strong low and mid-level updraft signatures. Strengthening circulation aloft, and an onset of a hook echo and rear flank downdraft. Confidence of a successful warning rises with the simultaneous presence of multiple signatures, including TBS, mesocyclone, and BWIRS. For squall line tornadoes, they typically don't have deep updraft signatures. However, low-level updrafts can be very strong, and they typically occur on the leading edge of a bowing line segment, which may be preceded by the onset of a front inflow notch. TVS signatures are likely to appear in non-descending fashion. An apparent mesocyclone aloft is not a requirement. For non-mesocyclonic tornadoes, they're difficult to detect, that's for sure. That's because they don't have much of a preceding deep circulation. However, given close enough proximity, radar can infer the presence of low-level circulations. They are more likely to occur as a young updraft with pre-existing low-level circulation. Now, recognizing different types of conceptual models for specific tornado storm and development is crucial in effective tornado warning decision-making. A thorough analysis of the environment in which tornadoes occur, in addition to the best possible radar interrogation strategies, must be the prime considerations of an effective tornado warning methodology. Following are considerations in tornado warnings. A mesocyclone, or TVS, LLRV is positively related to the probability of tornado. Consider the guidance charts in this and other guides for issuing tornado warnings. Likewise, the mesocyclone TVS-TS LLRV is positively related to tornado intensity, given that you have a mesocyclone or QLCS mesovortex well resolved with a tornado in progress. Also, let's consider tornado motion. Often it differs from the parent storm motion. Make sure to track the motion of the tornado threat area as opposed to a reflectivity storm centroid that might occur somewhere else. And also, keep the tornado warning several minutes after the tornado vortex signature disappears, and consider that if the storm is still healthy, that you want to maintain it as long as the environment is still favorable and the storm still indicates tornado potential.